Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say how convenient. How convenient, we have Jesse from Transition. Hi Jesse, 你好。
Hi, 小兰，你好。
方便吗？
现在很方便。
Right, to say how convenient, we say 方便。
方便。
Oh no, 方便。
方便。
方is the first tone.
Why was that an oh no?
Because 方, that means to release. So we use the first tone, 方。
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 Bian.
Bian.
Bian is the
fourth
tone, go down.
And what did I just say? Second tone.
Your bian was fine, but then...
Bian was fine.
Your bian was fine, but...
Fang was.
Fang was the fourth tone.
Ooh.
Yep, it doesn't mean something good. Okay. Fang bian.
Fang bian.
Fang bian. Okay. Fang means square.
Square.
Square, yes. In the ancient time, feng was also used as a noun to describe a person, some individuals. But now, when you say feng, that means square.
Okay. Feng.
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 Feng. And when you say fourth tone, feng, that means to put down something or to release something.
Okay.
So make feng. Sure you get the tones right.
Mm-hmm.
Feng.
Feng.
Bian, that means convenient, something handy.
Bian.
Bian. Fang bian. Bian also means something informal.
So okay.
Bian.
Bian.
Bian. Like to say something really casual, we say 随便。
随便。
随便。So to ask someone, hey, is it convenient? We say 方便吗?
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 方便吗? And the answer could be, yes, 方便。
Okay. Yes. 方便。
方便。Or if it's negative, you say, no, 不方便。
不方便。
不方便。不 means no, so it's the negative word. So 不方便。
That's good, because it's got a real definite ring to it.
Yes, 不。For example, when do you use that? You knock on your wife's door in the bedroom, you say, knock, knock, 方便吗? That means, can I come in?
Yeah.
And she will say, no, 不方便。Or you call your friend, hey, is it 方便 to come over to you tonight? And your friend said, sure, 方便.
Oh, okay.
So
方便.
Yeah, is it okay? I come over. Is it convenient? 方便吗?
方便吗?
And the answer is either yes, 方便 or no, 不方便.
So you can use this in loads of situations then. It's a very useful everyday phrase then.
It is. And then to ask another way of ask it, you can say 方不方便.
It's just the same meaning, but a different way of asking the question,
It is exactly the same meaning. Okay. So, 方便, 方不方便 means is it convenient or not?
Okay. I actually find it helpful to directly translate that. So, convenient, not convenient. And you can just choose which one to reply with.
That's right. Just like 好, 好不好.
Yes.
That's the same thing.
Yes.
And it's a pattern you can repeat using in many Chinese words.
I love the logical nature of the language.
It is.
It is great.
Yep.
So, let me try. 方不方便?
方不方便, that means, is it convenient or not? 方不方便? And I can say, yes, 方便.
方便.
Or, no, 不方便.
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 不要麻烦我.
Yeah. And 方便 is also, when you say 方便面, that means instant noodles.
Ah, okay. So noodles, convenient noodles.
Convenient noodles. You just need to pour the hot water and you can eat the noodles. 方便面.
方便面.
面, 面 is the noodles. Another very useful word to learn in China, 面.
Do a lot of people eat 方便面in China?
A lot. Yeah, I remember when I was a student, as a poor student. And also that's really delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not only because it's cheap, but there are so many flavors.
Yeah.
You can have the beef and the chicken, the seafood and curry. It was totally delicious, but unhealthy.
Which is your favorite?
I like the beef one.
Okay. The ones that I've tried
mm-hmm.
have always been ones which have got loads of chili in. And because I couldn't read the characters, I'd put the water in, very hungry, I wanted to eat it. And I'd just cry.
You can see the color all red.
Yeah, afterwards, open it and you see, mm-hmm. oh dear, that looks like chili, isn't it?
Right. Okay. Yeah. 方便面, instant noodles.
That was 不方便面.
Yep. All right. So today we know how to do 方便. 方便, that means convenient. 方便吗? 好方便, that means, oh yeah, it's really convenient. 好方便. Yes, and you can say, oh, nowadays there are convenience stores everywhere. It's so convenient. 好方便. And nowadays we can use Uber. 好方便.
Oh, yes, really. 好方便.
GPS. 好方便.
好方便. I don't ever need to be lost again.
Yeah, and you can listen to Talk Chinese everywhere. 好方便. Yeah, another way of saying 好方便, very, very convenient, we say 非常方便。非常方便。非常方便。非常方便。非常方便。Yeah, 非常 means extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, and then it's basically the direct translation. 非 is another negative meaning. 常 is ordinary. So something not ordinary at all.
Okay. Yeah.
So that means extremely extraordinary. 非常方便. Yeah, but if you want to say it's really, really, really inconvenient, you say 非常不方便.
So where can I use this?
For example, you have to go through all the immigrations and you have to go through the security and then it's not very convenient. 非常不方便. And you say, oh, I love flying private. It's so convenient. 好方便 flying private.
好方便.
Yeah, and you can say, oh, I'm such a big singer, big star now, Jesse. And then say, oh, it's so inconvenient to fly commercial. 非常不方便. Yep.
Yeah, I flew on an A380 6 months ago or so. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, great, you know, great big plane, loads of room. And I forgot that when you get to the other end, you've just got two or three times as many people to go through immigration with you. And there was this huge queue. So at that time, it was definitely 非常不方便.
Oh, no. Thank you, Jesse, talking about how convenient it is. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We learned how to say how convenient in Chinese. 好方便. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
Chinese 好方便.